Netherlands, and hello Europa, it's William calling from Wee-Wee Vlogs. Joost Klein has revealed his song, Euro Papa. He ain't yo daddy, he's your Euro Papa. Now, he's known for making playful, silly music, but this song seems to carry a very personal, very deep story. As many of you know, he lost both of his parents when he was young, grew up an orphan, and that kind of provides the thrust of the story here. In a press release sent to Wee-Wee Vlogs, this is what he had to say. Euro Papa is about an orphan who travels throughout Europe and beyond to find himself and tell his story. At first, people don't recognize him, but he goes on seizing any opportunity he gets to let himself be seen. Euro Papa is a tribute to my father. When bringing me up, he passed on to me an expansive view of the world. The Eurovision performance will be a full circle experience, turning sorrow into elation. When people see my act, their first response should be, "What's going on here?" But then only to find themselves moved, an invitation to dive deeper. At first glance, it seems a very happy act, but beyond that lies blood, sweat, and tears. Y'all, I'm already getting an emotional response, and I have not even seen the video. Dabon!
Hi! Who is it? Zanuli Happy Funda! Hey William! Hey you guys!
Should we watch and react?
Let's do this!
Hitting Pa-Lay.
Moroccan oil me one more time.
Oh! Giving me Caria spikes.
There's nostalgia here.
Oh, this is very Dutch.
Happy on a happy
windmill.
Zanuli Happy Vanda!
Oh, we in Brussels, y'all! Real life.
Video game vibes.
Oh, this is very Dutch. They're taking the bus to Poland. Thank God for subtitles.
The world is your oyster.
Oh! He's adorable.
Brussels chic.
You wanna
I'm loving
his cheek.
The fashion choices here. At shoulder.
This is childish and yet sweet and...
I mean, this is a different spin on menswear, isn't it?
He's alone in Germany, feeling pain in Italy, running from himself. Oh, this is sad.
Joost has got really clever humor.
Is that a steam? That's a steam. Girl, eat. Eat that food.
We've just gone from L'Escargot, France, to fish and chips, UK.
He loves Stromae, a man of taste. What the hoote?
It's moving so fast.
Oh, giving me Weezer vibes. Welcome to Europe, stay here until I die.
Europa.
There's nostalgia and sadness underneath the happy.
There's comedy here, so there's satire.
But that's good.
Oh. Okay. Techno, rap, EDM.
Oh. Is this like Dabba? Scottish Dabba? Gabba.
Let's go.
Oh my god, this techno break. Love it. That's a nice break. Ah. Oh. Oh.
Oh. Aan het einde van de dag zijn we allemaal mensen. We are one. Hashtag. World zonder grenzen. World without borders. Absolutely. Ik heb je verluisterd. Zie je nou wat, pa? Ik heb naar je
geluisterd. Oh my god. From me to my parents. Oh my God. From me to my parents, it said at the end. Well, that took us all over the place. Geographically, physically, emotionally. I feel like a hot mess right now. So just to clarify, what I had read on Twitter a few weeks ago was that his mother passed away, and then later his dad passed away. And at the end of the video, he sends a message to his father saying, "My father told me the world doesn't have borders." And he said, "I listen to you." He directly addresses his father saying, "I listen to you." And he's living his best life, traveling across borders. And you see a family photo burning. It looked like him with his parents. And it's just so sad. But the fact that he dedicated this to them suggests he's paid off a debt of gratitude by fulfilling his father's wishes, by living the life his father would have wanted. That is very powerful. I don't even know where to start. Part of me is like, this is like Scooch, the UK song from 2007, where they're flying the flag all over the world and they shout out to all the countries, maybe hoping for some votes, but those votes didn't come. But this feels more original than that. It feels more creative than that. It's less inappropriate than that. Maybe it's just because I don't speak Dutch, so I don't get all the references. But this is at once really comedic and silly, but also highbrow. It seems to have a message about European integration, about nations coming together, hashtag united by music, all of that. And the orphan is able to become the man by going through all these places because of the freedom to move, because of the freedom to travel, encounter new people, etc. And you see him kind of growing in the video, having fun as a cowboy. At times he's scared, he says, at times he's alone, but he wants to live in Europe until he dies. So that's all very good. You know, that's why I wanted to move here, y'all. Similar story. I packed up, I said au revoir aux États-Unis, des États-Unis, and I came here. No, this is touching. And then you see him, you know, calling for help. I don't need escargot, don't need fish and chips. I agree with you. I'm not a fan of either. And then by the end, you know, you have him rocking out in front of the windmill. You've got him dancing to Scottish Gabba, the techno folk mash. And that was crazy, like hyperspeed techno. That's the best bit of the song for me. That's an incredible instrumental. And then, of course, at the end, you see the full circle moment where he's giving thanks to his father as the house burns, which could symbolize Europe falling apart. You know, certain countries, including the one I live in, withdrew from Europe. There's always talk about tensions within the EU, about borders, you know, walls being built, etc. He's tapping on all these issues. You might call it political. You might also just say it's personal.
Okay. Okay, that gives it heart. Well, unfortunately, we are still very much a continent with borders. I mean, there are a number of Europeans that are actually in this Eurovision Song Contest. Like, Albanians need a visa to the UK. Azeris need a visa to... Well, you know what? I'm not an immigration officer. But the point is, even within nations, sometimes there are checks to cross to the other side. Make of that what you will. But what this is telling us is that, you know what, even if you can't get to Paris, you can still have your imagination. Let your imagination take flight. And ultimately, you know what, we all breathe the same air and we all shed tears. We all bleed blood. And let's all... There's a bigger meaning here than what it appears at first glance. Whilst this is decidedly not my type of music, I like the sentiment here. And I like the humorous tone that Joost Klein brings it. You know, he's a performer that really propels his messages with humor, with melody, with satire. I kind of like that. Euronero, back in 2012, didn't do so well as a song. But the messages still kind of ring in. And to lots of Eurovision fans, that was a travesty. in this era of producers deciding running order, they'll sandwich this entry in a way that will make it pop. And with the right visuals, I can see this advancing. It's also very good for the Netherlands to try different things, right? There's the seriousness of, you know, Anouk's art masterpiece. There's the country music tones of, you know, Ilse de Lange, Duncan Lawrence won the whole thing, Eugene, harmonies. This is building on a different kind of legacy. And it's one that is very deserving. Joost Klein truly is amazing. And he has courted quite a broad fan base with his flavor. It's very EDM, very techno. But there's a message here that unites the continent. There's a message here that unites the globe. And, you know, this is not just like a broad, expansive narrative which he's picked up from a broadsheet. This is a very personal story. When Joost was growing up, you know, his father really encouraged him to go out and see the world, to kind of draw experiences from the world and retell his own story to the world. And now that he doesn't have his parents anymore, it's all coming full circle. There's a mix here of melancholy, nostalgia, happiness, hope, renewed vision, strength, travel, longing, and belonging. And it's a really beautiful and compelling message. There's also a simplicity to this, right? Europapa, Europapa. In the refrain, you're going to remember that. And you're going to remember the visuals. The colour scheme here of blue, whites and yellows kind of nod to the European flag. But he goes beyond that because he talks about countries like Poland in there, which of course were not part of the original 10. There's a lot to unpack here, and there's a lot in here that is quite layered. Like I said, the immediacy of it is very much in its simplistic melody. But this has a much stronger brew. And there's something about it that resonates beyond 3 minutes. But what I do love here is the happiness and hope that you draw from just being in a borderless world. And being in a borderless world is also about having a borderless mind where you feel that there are no limits to your growth, no limits to what you can achieve, and no limits to how far you can go. No limits to how far you can spread your wings, right? So, you know what? KLM has done it. From Amsterdam to the world, the world's oldest airline is actually in Dutch hands. And they have spread their wings far and beyond. And when you look at that global network, it kind of reads beyond the Netherlands. And Europapa kind of rings beyond Eurovision 2024. United by Music, this is clearly following the brief.
In any case, putting all of that to the side, I do have some concerns. My first concern is that we do reach an emotional climax, an emotional moment at the very end, but I'm not sure that the public that doesn't speak Dutch will understand that. So it's up to the broadcaster, and indeed the artist Joost, to get the PR message, the narrative out early so that commentators, before this comes on, give a little context. So they say, oh yes, song, story about an orphan, you know, going across Europe, et cetera, et cetera. Joost's personal experience having lost both of his parents at a young age. They need to do the PR and marketing and get that out there, because when you know that, this takes on new meaning. Then it is very powerful. At the same time, if they go big on the staging and it's kooky, quacky, crazy like this video, it's either going to look cheap or it's going to look incredible. Kind of the Windows 95 man dilemma. I think Finland did a good job taking something that might have been cheap if you just saw a photo, but then making it feel grand and expensive, you know, with the giant egg, the sparks. So I really think that Avro Tros, the Dutch broadcaster, is going to have to be creative. And if they're able to give this a strong visual identity, this could surprise people and do really well. Or it could also end up in dead last and as a non-qualifier. So this is definitely a risk. But I say this a lot, this is a risk worth taking. Joost is unapologetically himself with the execution, with the style of music, with the lyrics, with everything. This is very Joost. Forgive me, not Joost, Joost. This is very Joost. And thank goodness, because if you had tried to manicure this or take Joost away from what he is, it would feel flat. What we have now is enigmatic, mysterious, like, what is going on? But that's okay, that's good. Those are good feelings to have. Yeah, so I am very touched by this, actually. I was not expecting to be all hee hee ha ha ho ho hoo, and then all ha ha. So well done to Joost. You know, this is exciting because the story is unwritten. We don't know what will happen next. This could go in many directions, so I don't want to sit here and say winner or dead last, as many people are on our website and on Instagram, but I'm going to say I'm ready to see the dot 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 to be continued dot dot dot, because we're going on a journey, and I don't know how it's going to end. The Netherlands is competing in semi-final 2 alongside Albania, Armenia, Austria, Czechia, Denmark, Greece, Malta, and Switzerland, and also Belgium, Estonia, Georgia, Israel, Latvia, the Netherlands, Norway, and San Marino, with Spain, Italy, and France also voting. It's good that they've got Belgium here. They're gonna be down with the language. I wish Germany was here for him. Sadly, they're not, but Switzerland is here, and he has a bit of a following there, if I recall. So that's all looking good. You know, with a song like this, it doesn't necessarily matter that there are other kooky songs here. Yes, Estonia is quite kooky and out there, but it's a very different flavor of kooky and out there. It's in no way duplicate. This song is such, it's in its own universe so much that it doesn't really matter what you put next to it. You can put a ballad, you can put another crazy song. This is gonna stand out. Whether it goes down well with people, again, that's gonna come down to execution. I do think the chorus is quite sweet, almost like a game show. It's not a very big chorus though, so does that make it flat? I don't know, we'll have to see it live. Let's read some comments from the WeWee Blogs website. Tom says, this is very good. Yes, there is a lot to take in, but this is well thought out and structured, and it is very Dutch. This will go massive in Malmö. Dutch Turk says, I wasn't really fond of Joost Klein before the Dutch artists revealed this year, but I changed my mind after listening to this song. It has everything Dutch, the Dutch language, scenery, and even hard style as a bridge. Also, the ending of the song is really strong, in which he says, at the end of the day, we're all humans. My father told me once that it's a world without borders. I miss you every day. That's what I whisper every day. Could you see it, Dad? I listened to you. I think that part is really beautiful, given the fact that he lost his father at a young age. Amaya says, my winner. I can understand that this is not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but I'm so glad he stayed true to himself. The song is very Joost, and I feel like his music is a genre on its own, a mix of sad and happy feelings of nostalgia, sometimes quite dark, even hidden under a layer of happy, extremely Dutch, party music. It's art, but sadly, I doubt Europe will completely understand. Nonetheless, it's a banger, and Joost is an amazing artist. And Dennis writes, a risk of all these crazy up-tempo songs canceling each other out, but I like these organized, chaotic songs much more than ballads. Fun. I totally agree. Give me songs like this for days, and then maybe one sad ballad, because too many is just too much.
Do I like it? It depends on which day you ask. As of today, I love the potential of it. I love what it's telling me. I love what it's encouraging me to feel and to think and to realize. And I love the far-reaching elements of it. As a radio entry, it's quite simplistic and it's really catchy. And overall, it's decent. It's kind of... Do you know when you need to kind of spoon feed children some medicine and it tastes really awful and you sugarcoat it and you dress it up and you give them that sugar pill? The pill is working, but you're getting them to take it. And this is what Europapa is doing for me. Joost Klein, are you on Pinterest? This is a personal message from Deb and Adoremi to you. Are you on Pinterest? Because Eurovision fans are ready to follow you on Pinterest. And guys, while you're at it, follow WeeWee Blogs on Pinterest.
Alright, that's what we think. What do you think? Does Yoast pull on your heartstrings? Do you think Europe will get this? Let us know here on WeeWee Blogs. And we'll see you later. Bye!
And we will see you later. Bye!